Thank you, Eleni. It's always awesome to come to church on Sunday and be in his presence. And so we have Josh with us this morning. And does everyone know Josh? Who doesn't know Josh? Yeah. Well, this is Josh.
Morning.
Good morning. First question, are you a morning or a night person?
I'm more of a morning person, so morning church, but also night church.
Yeah, awesome. Did the Navy change you in that?
Yeah, I'd say working in the Navy for a few years got me used to getting up early.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah. All right, so we'll just do like a few kind of, just ease us into. So if you could have, I guess, one superpower, what do you think you'd want?
I think as a kid, I always liked the idea of flight. Like, who doesn't want to be able to fly? Nowadays, I reckon being able to understand any language would be a pretty cool power. And be able to speak any language.
That would be awesome. What would you do with that power?
Learn people, speak to people, get to...
like eavesdrop on previous conversations.
That could be a fun side effect.
Because I grew up, my parents talked Chinese and I couldn't understand them. That would have been such a good...
Yeah, yeah.
Just like being in those conversations.
You're good for ministry too, I think.
Yeah, just being able to... Yeah, imagine that, preaching in like every language. That would be amazing. That's so cool. Well, thank you for, joining us and sharing a bit today. So I guess we'd love to just hear some of your faith story, like how you came to faith. So I'm just going to kind of give it over to you .
You're awesome. Thanks, Brody, for inviting me to, share it today. I'll give a fair bit of backstory on, how I came to faith and my journey getting to that point. It's been a long one, although relatively short in some ways, So I grew up in a Christian home, had very loving Christian parents and a good Christian heritage. My grandmother was a pastor, so there's a fair bit of generational blessing coming that way. But as a kid, I was a bit of a pain in a lot of ways. So I grew up in a Christian family. I went to church. I was dedicated to God as an infant. It's pretty much been a normal... kid growing up in church sort of story for the most part. I went to kids space sort of equivalent and grew up in youth and going through all that, but it was just head knowledge and learning about God and remembering Bible verses. I was quite a headstrong child, very stubborn. I like to say I get it from my dad, but he's not stubborn at all. So I don't know where I got it from. My granddad maybe. I was quite rebellious as a kid, often ran away from home. It was always causing troubles. My brother was an angel and be able to, they always thought he'd grow up to be like a perfect kid. I'd be the hellraiser. So I guess I'll give more context. I got two younger brothers and an older sister. So it's a fairly big family. There was a lot of fun there. I was quite stubborn. My parents would say they butted and be able to times, literally, because I used to butt my dad's head a lot. Broke his nose once.
Oh, wow.
I was just reacting, it's fine. I guess where that came to, like, in primary school, I felt like I was a fairly confident kid. And then some reason around year five, I became quite quiet and shy and pulled back into myself a lot. So I guess I was an introverted kid. Got to high school and bullying started quite bad for me because I had glasses. I was quite skinny. And that was really bad for a few years. But where it's changed in terms of my faith and in confidence and everything came about in high school in around year 10. I did what's called Boys Brigade. I know some of you might have heard of it. Rob used to do it. Basically, if you know what Scouts is, it's very similar to Scouts, but it's with a Christian aspect. So It's
is
about
it boys only?
Boys only. There is also Girls Brigade as a secondary program.
It's cool.
So it's about, yeah, true Christian manliness and raising boys into young men who are on fire for God. That's a really amazing program that I'm proud to have been a part of and continuing to be part of going forward once I get back to Queensland maybe in a few years. So they run what's called a leadership training and development program. It's over three stages for year 10, 11, 12 boys. And basically what that's about is raising young Christian leaders and developing leadership skills as well as your faith as well. And they create environments where you can just seek God by yourself and really stirs it up with worship, with, small group programs sort of things. In my first year on this program, I didn't connect. I was still very shy. I wasn't part of the group. But at the same time, it awakened something in me, a desire to try and know God a bit more. And I think I came back from that with more confidence, and that was when I came back and was able to stand up to the bullies that I had with just confidence to say no and knew that it was unhealthy for me to be trying to fit in with them. So I found a really good friendship group from there, and that was a healthier place for me to start growing up, I think. Still moderately involved with youth and stuff as well. Went back for stage two on this camp. Didn't have the best attitude towards it still. I was kind of like, oh, it's probably the same as last year. I'm not going to fit in that grade again. And the main part of the stage two course is what's called a solo. It's 3 days out in the bush where you only have a tarpaulin, rope, limited food, and your Bible, basically. Your time there is to find out who you are, really seek your identity in who you are, and then also seeking God. And I had a lot of ideas about what I wanted to do going into it. I said I was going to fast for 3 days and really seek God. And I had my youth pastor at the time gave a real prophetic word that I can't quite remember. I should have brought it in, but it was that I was going to be part of a wolf pack sort of thing and that I was really going to seek God. And it was cool. I can't remember exactly what it was, but so I was really excited and had a great anticipation for what God was going to do. And I really wanted to hear from God, like, personally, because it had all been Christian faith up to this point. I really hadn't felt God's presence. So I was like, God, I really want to encounter you this time. And by the time I got to that point of the week where we went out to the bush, I had my Bible, I was fasting, I was reading multiple books of the Bible because there's not much else to do. But the inside part of me, being an introvert, was freaking out about being alone. That doesn't make sense, does it? I hated being alone, but I was an introvert. Figure that out.
You're like an extrovert.
I wasn't good with being in my own company, if that makes sense. So I was struggling a lot with loneliness, missing family quite a lot, crying a lot through the day. Felt like God wasn't really talking to me in any way. And it kept going. Day two, still nothing. It was day three. Went through the whole day, like, okay, Lord doesn't want to meet me. I've been fasting for you, Lord. Lord, I've been praying for you, Lord. And I got to the end of the day just feeling defeated. And I was like, oh, this is my last night. Well, cool. That was worthless. And as I was being all negative and Nancy, I was just sitting there. And then I just felt this word in my mind, like, seek one more time. I'm like, what do I got to lose? So I said, all right, Lord. And I just started saying the name Jesus over and over and over. Softly at first, just like, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And it just kept going. And then I don't know what happened, but God's presence hit me like a ton of bricks. And I was suddenly just laughing and crying and just screaming out the name Jesus in the middle of the bush to no one. But there was this overwhelming presence, and then his voice, clear as day to my ears, like, just, I love you, Joshua, you are my chosen one. This is your identity. You are loved by me. This is all you ever need. And it's just all these statements of truth that he was speaking over my life. And I was like, wow, how cool. Yeah. And, yeah, from there I came back with a totally new attitude towards God, and I think it started shifting my attitude towards my parents and respecting and honoring them a lot more. in serving. I started serving in the church. I was way too shy to do worship back then, so I was back on the sound desk with these awesome team.
Don't hide.
Yeah, is that just a prophetic word? They're going to be on worship scene?
Yeah, worship team. No, anyone can do it. From there I came back to stage three and God told me to get baptized. I was still stubborn and like, oh, I want to do it my way. I want my grandma to baptize me under a waterfall up in Cairns or something beautiful like this.
That's awesome.
I said no to God. Whoops. Came back the year after. I was leading a group this time. I probably shouldn't have, in hindsight. I probably wasn't mature enough, but I was leading a group through the same course I did with the solos and everything. So I was in the bush again. And God's like, yeah, you're going to obey me and get baptized. I'm like, oh yeah, look, I'll do it this way. It took 3 years of me disobeying, and God's like, well, what I want is your obedience. And there was a few challenges I went through then for not immediately obeying, and that was a lesson I had to learn at the time. But yeah, God, I got baptized in a little tarpaulin man-sized thing on the stage, and that was all it needed. Like it was just obedience to God, and I had these amazing declarations in that time too, which were just amazing. So yeah, from there, it's just been a journey of learning more about God and really wanting to obey Him, wanting to seek Him. And He's opened the doors a few years after that for me to join the Navy, and that's been a journey over 7.5 years that I've learned so much, and I've grown so much physically and mentally, and that's come to an end now, and I'm excited for what's coming next. Yeah,
that's awesome.
That's kind of where I'm at.
Yeah, that's so good. So just going on that, because I know you're in the Navy for like a long time. Did you say 7.5 years?
7.5 years.
Yeah. So how was it like as a Christian kind of being in that environment? Or like how did you live out your faith? Or like, you know, like, do you want to talk a bit about that? Or?
Yeah. So I think there's probably a few industries that would be similar. Like if you're in the trades or if you're in like, I guess any more male dominant industry, there's a lot of, you can't be vulnerable. You can't be, sharing your faith, sharing your emotions is not looked upon in a friendly way, I guess. But so I guess for my first few years, I was very against sharing anything about my faith. It was kind of like, this is my personal thing. This is behind doors. It's not part of what I'm going to be doing in this job. And I guess like I was always, everywhere I've been, I've always found a church is the first thing I do. And that's always been an amazing blessing. And God's always led me to such amazing churches. But yeah, it was something that was for my own time in the mornings and in church on Sundays. And fitting in is a huge challenge in those industries, in the Navy, especially in defense. I was getting stuck up in all the swearing and all the drinking on the weekends a bit, and just wanting to fit in and be part of the team, which is something everyone wants, I guess, but it's not what we're called to live. We're called to be different and to stand out. So that was a growth point for the first maybe 3-4 years.
Yeah.
And when I joined the ship I've been on for majority of my career, I was given 3 separate prophetic words about me being a light on the front of the ship and me shining light. And there was probably, out of 200 people on the ship, there was probably anywhere between 3 and 10 Christians at a time, maybe 15 at the peak. So not many. So having someone to share your faith with and even have Bible studies or something with was hard to organize when everyone's working all these different hours. But there was a point, I think, where I would say I would be open about my faith and I'd start living really differently. And whilst that caused confrontation in a lot of places, it was always a blessing. And I think my closest friend now, who I was hanging out with yesterday, was the most opposed to my faith initially. He was I wouldn't say he was a bully, but he said stuff that were not really acceptable about my faith. And there was a point where I stood up to my faith on that. I'm like, that's your beliefs. This is my beliefs. So I ask that you don't say those things and that you respect it. And he's turned around over the last 3 years and he awesome. Totally respects it. He asks questions all the time. And I think he's my project. I've been working away at him.
That's
but,
awesome.
But yeah, I've been able to pray for people on the ships. I've been able to, you know, really listen to people, be there for people on the ships. And I think God's worked through that in ways that I probably can't see yet. And yeah.
That's so cool. That's amazing. Like, I'm clueless because I work in a church, right? Like, but wow. So you're working, you're out of the Navy now. Mm. So how does that feel? Or what are your thoughts?
I think the best part so far is just having predictability about my time and being able to say that I can commit to things like youth and worship here. And I've really had a passion to serve in the church. So being actually able to commit to that a bit better and have the time for it without being so burnt out, because that was getting quite hard last year. It's just been such a blessing to have that time and time to spend with God and time to not be away for 4, 5, 6 months a year.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
So what's it like being out on the, like, in the sea, like, for, what was your longest time away on the sea? What was that experience like?
Well, the peak of COVID, we did like 128 days straight on the boat. We couldn't step off at all because of port restrictions in the countries we're in. And yeah, that took quite a toll mentally. But yeah, there was periods where we were gone for like 6 months as well, with being able to actually get off a bit.
So you would have been dreaming about the land. Like
the pictures you see of people kissing land when they get to shore, like that's not a that's a thing.
That's awesome.
You do miss it. Like the sea is pretty amazing though. Like I love the sea, and anyone who's probably sails understands that. But luckily I don't get seasick at all, so that's a blessing, because some people, I don't know how they do it. But yeah, like just when you're looking out and there's nothing else around and you're like, God, you made all this too. This is cool.
Yeah,
and just the peace you get, and if you get up really early, no one's up, you go out in the back of the boat and you're just sitting there with God. That's one of the best places, I reckon, to be praying.
That's awesome.
It's up there.
So is there kind of any advice or anything you think you would give yourself, your younger self? Or an encouragement for other Christians, or?
It's a good question.
Totally off the cuff.
Yeah.
Or maybe an encouragement to just us as Christians, as believers, or something that's really helped you in your faith journey.
I think the main thing I would say to anyone who hasn't encountered God, and I wish someone had said to me a lot more back then, and I've been saying to my siblings, because none of my siblings are really saved at the moment, is just like, and my sister's shown a lot of interest in God, but she just hasn't had that encounter that really changes the way you seek. I'm just like, just you can't give up. And that's the point I nearly got to, was where I was giving up. You just have to seek, and that's what God says in the Bible, is like, seek and you shall find. And it's so important that, like, it's not just seeking, like, God, can you meet me? Sometimes it does take days. Sometimes it takes pressing. Sometimes it takes fasting. Sometimes it's just intentional. It's where you're coming from. And if you really want to meet God, he will meet you. So I think that's the biggest thing I could ever say to
any newer Christian. It's like he comes through at like the 25th hour in the day.
Yeah, literally. Yeah. It's an intentionality and pressing in. Yeah. It's so cool when you do that. It's worth it. Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's so good.